Welcome to a special edition of Game Misconduct. We like to call these the 10-minute Game Misconduct.
Yeah.
I'm CT here with Dory.
Hi.
Don't forget to follow us on social media at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. So, wasn't the outcome that we were hoping for, but an exciting season regardless.
Yeah, just our quick thoughts on the series. It didn't, obviously, like you said, it didn't go the way we wanted to. Obviously, people are upset about it. Understandable. It's disappointing. However, I was thinking about this morning.
Okay.
We've five seasons now about the ebbs and flows and mountains and valleys and highs and lows of hockey. And this season, there weren't many lows.
No.
The team never got cold.
Right.
I think what happened was they just, and I texted you this after the game, they just got cold at the worst possible moment against a team who got hot at the best timing for them possible. And I think that's honestly, as simple as it sounds, that's the only way we can put it, because we know there are ups and downs in the game.
Right.
We really didn't have any this year. We had a lot of mountains and a lot of ups.
Right. Yeah, it was tough. And like you said, it's understandable people are upset.
Sure.
They're not mad. They're just disappointed. And it's going to take some time. But just think of how you may feel in this moment. And think of how the team, the coaches, the organization feel at this moment. Probably a whole heck of a lot worse than you do.
Absolutely.
So,
they do.
Yeah. You know, and kind of piggybacking off what we said our last show was, you know, and it took me a lot of therapy to get here, but you have to be able to separate the two, the season and the playoffs. Yes, the playoffs weren't what we wanted and it didn't go the way we wanted it, but there are two teams there. Mm-hmm. And they're both trying to impose their will on each other, and only one's going to come out victorious. So there's that. But that doesn't take away from what this team accomplished in the regular season. They tied the Detroit Red Wings, an iconic team, when they made this record with 62 regular season wins. They didn't have more. They didn't even reach 20 losses in the regular season. We would probably have a Vezina, really good chance for Vasilevskiy to win the Vezina. We have Nikita Kucherov, who will take the Art Ross, who has a chance of taking the Hart Trophy. You know, John Cooper has a chance of, you know, getting the coaching title. Now, granted, all of these voting periods are before the regular season is over, or right near when the regular season is over. So it doesn't have any bearing on what happened in the playoffs. It's, you know, so I have a feeling the Lightning contingent representation at the NHL awards is going to be quite large.
Yeah.
So, you know, they did amazing things. Like, think about it. They really didn't have more than two losses in a month, really. Maybe two or three. They didn't drop many back-to-back games. All of that is something to build on for the next season. And it stings, and it stinks, and it sucks, and all of those words. But, you know, the Capitals won the President's Trophy 3 years ago, and they did not finish the way they wanted to. They came back the next season, and they won the Cup.
Well, not only that, but the Lightning got swept by the Canadiens in 2014 in the first round.
Right.
And they came back and went to the Stanley Cup Final the following season.
Right.
So I do think some of it was, Coach Cooper said after the game, they kind of skated. They didn't have a lot to play for. They were still winning.
Right.
Because the team was that dang good.
Right.
But they weren't really playing for anything. They were kind of skating through. He kind of alluded to the fact that they didn't have a lot of adversity. They didn't.
And that was one of the major knocks by the national media, is that, you know, the one thing is that this team hasn't faced adversity and they don't know how to pull themselves out of the doldrums. And it ended up being true.
And I think that's some of the credit. I know everybody wants to point fingers.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that a lot of people aren't focusing on. Holy crap, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Well,
and John Tortorella coached that season series. Couldn't have been better coach.
Yeah.
It was,
I mean,
really, really, really a lot of credit to the Blue Jackets.
And, you know, we hear this all the time, you know, when people talk about sports and, you know, commentators and whatnot, you got to be good to be in the NHL.
Yeah.
So whether you squeak in by the little hairs on your chin into the playoffs, or you win the President's Trophy, you got to be good. Mm-hmm. And any night, any team can come out and win.
Yep.
And, you know, kudos to the Columbus Blue Jackets on an incredible series. I mean, nobody thought that would happen.
We didn't.
Their fans didn't. Somebody sent me a video of their fans in the stands crying after game three because, I mean, really, when you think about it, it was a David and Goliath situation.
Yeah, it really was.
And their fans didn't expect to be here. So, you know, congratulations to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Oh, it hurts to say. But, I mean, really, they played very well, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens in the rest of the series. You know, the Pens were eliminated.
People forget that too. The Pens got swept too, right?
I mean, swept by the Islanders, who nobody at the beginning of the season thought that Barry Trotz was going to take the Islanders to where they are now.
Well, not without John Tavares.
Right. So, new coach, they lose their marquee player.
Right.
And they sweep the Penguins in the first round of the playoffs. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, and you know, the Avalanche have been playing well against the Flames.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people talk about momentum, and momentum can change games and can make champions. And if you can ride that momentum, more power to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And if you can knock the best team in NHL, one of the best teams in NHL history, if you can knock them off their game a little, not even a little, okay? A lot.
A lot.
Just take away what, you know, contain what they do, what they can do. And that's, I think, what Tortorella, I think what he did. He made the special teams a non-factor. The forechecking of the Blue Jackets was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He just knocked the Lightning so far off their game, they just couldn't get it back, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't take away from, and I really hope, I think, and I think you agree with me, it's not going to happen today, it's not going to happen tomorrow, and it's not going to happen a week from now, but maybe in a month, maybe in 2 months, maybe when we hear that training camp is getting ready to start, we look back and say, what an amazing part of history that was.
Yeah, and we got to see it firsthand.
We got to see it, and I think it'll take time.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think there'll come a point where everybody can look at it and go, wow, what we did is incredible. Right. And yeah, it's still going to be disappointing. It's always going to sting a little.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if they come out next year, and by the looks, if anybody was watching Channel 8 or any of the, you know, the
local
videos,
television.
Right, that team.
It's going to sting. And talk about motivation for the offseason.
Exactly.
And your offseason workouts and your training and then getting into, you know, training camp. I mean, this team could look a little different.
And it will. I'm sure.
Contractually, there are a couple things that, you know, Julien Brisebois and his team are going to have to figure out in the offseason. So there could be a couple different pieces here and there. However, when those When Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov, Tyler Johnson, you know, Victor Hedman step on the ice to start training camp next year, it's still going to sting. And you want to talk about they haven't faced adversity? That is a lot of adversity that they just faced.
Well, you have to think, for months, all they're going to hear about.
Oh, gosh.
They're going to hear about this for months. Mm-hmm. I mean, Victor Hedman's going to go home to Sweden, and they're going to be talking about it in Sweden.
Yeah.
And they're going to be talking about it in Washington State, where Tyler Johnson goes. Everywhere these guys go, all they're going to hear about is what happened.
Right.
And they're going to get asked.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have asked you today, what happened?
Oh, my. I had a line outside my office today, and I had to put a sign on the door that says, I can't talk about it.
Or
Come see me afternoon.
I don't have the answers.
Yeah. You know what? And I don't know that anybody's supposed to have the answer. It's just one of those things. That's how sports is.
We chalk it up to they got cold.
Yep. And it doesn't take away from their skill.
No,
because we know
no.
that they're a skilled team. So, you know, you want to talk about facing adversity. Okay, maybe they didn't face it this year going into the playoffs, but the majority of this team that will stick around for next season, they're going to know what that adversity feels like, and they're not going to want to feel like that again. So if anything, it'll you know, get all the Pistons going for the beginning of next season, and hopefully, you know, we can be talking about this same time next year, except having a better outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just what's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And, you know, we've kind of felt that all in like a microcosm in the last week and a half.
A week? Yeah. 6 days. It's just, it's shocking.
But you, like I said before, and it's taken a lot of therapy to get here. And I had to keep reminding myself of this last night. What happened in the playoffs does not take away from the amazing job that they did in the regular season. And yes, players play all season for one thing. They don't play to get 62 wins in a season and tie the Detroit Red Wings. They win to go to the playoffs and then to raise that Stanley Cup. So they don't feel like they have completed anything. However, I am not going to allow, like I have any bearing, but for me, I'm not going to allow that to take away from the amazing history-making season that I had the privilege of getting to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to see these players, you know, but I hope that they can get to that point where they can go, you know what? We did something very special.
Yeah.
It didn't end the way we wanted it to, but we still did something really special.
Yeah.
I'm getting chills. I mean, it was really quite special.
It really was. It was historic.
Yeah.
And it will take a very long time, I think, before we see it ever happen again.
Yeah, probably.
There was a lot of just magic on this team in the regular season.
And there still is magic on this team.
And there still is magic. But to what they did, they may have, and this is a little goofy to say now, but they may have changed the game.
Yeah. They may.
They may have changed.
It's a copycat league, so how teams are built.
Right. Yeah. How video coaches review tape, and how coaches strategize, and
structure their special teams, and you know, so we could see, you know, teams, you know, like we said, it's a copycat league, so it was a historic season, and we are so happy that you joined us on Game Misconduct and on Lightning Power Play. You know, we don't do this without you and without people who want to hear what we have to say, so we really appreciate it. You know, and now we just like the guys on the team, we prepare for next season and we move on and we, you know, dig our nose in and start training. You know, we train for this. No, we don't. But, you know, so now we prepare for next season. Yeah. Do you want to give maybe a who you think's going to take it this season?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Deep down.
Or do you have somebody that you're going to root for?
You know, I feel like I'm going to stick to my guns.
Okay.
In the very first episode of season 5, talking with Nick Alberga, I said nobody's giving the Toronto Maple Leafs any credit. And I feel like this is the year where they're going to shock people.
Okay.
I'm going to ride that. I'm going to stick with it. I know
Well, it's as we're recording this, it's Wednesday, April 17th.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got a couple more games. But okay, you're going with the Maple Leafs.
I'm
going
to go with the Leafs.
You know, and I normally don't like to go with a team that's in our division or our conference. However, the New York Islanders, pretty amazing what Barry Trotz has been able to do with that team. You know, the fan base, they want it so bad. You know, Valtteri Filppula plays for them now. So I'm a big fan of Valtteri Filppula. So it would be nice to see for their fan base, for them to go all the way. I think they could have a really good shot at it.
Yeah.
So, but again, thank you so much for joining us on Game Misconduct and Lightning Power Play. On behalf of everybody that does a show for Lightning Power Play, we really appreciate your listenership and your passion about the game. And we can't wait to talk to you next season. Thanks so much. Have a great summer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.